You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And it's got to be picks of the weekend for Steve Sterling. Is that
Steve
right?
Steve Sterling, yes. He's still way ahead if you're betting. You're with, again, sometimes there's been some accusations made that this is partially me and this is all Steve. And this is all.
This is a shindaddy. Come
there's
on.
Been accusations.
Accusations. Like, hey, what? Someone will say, hey, what'd you have again? I go, I didn't have anything.
What do you mean, what I had?
Yeah, shindaddy has this.
Are you just relaying information?
Relaying information directly from Midwest Bank. That's what I do. SMU Wake Forest, SMU 3.5-point favorites. Take SMU. Take the points. Lay the points. Take the points.
That's
some,
at,
SMU. It's
where's
at,
that at?
It's at Wake.
Yeah, take SMU.
3.5, he's taking with that. Temple at Tulsa. I'm not sure where all these locations. I may be off on where the, but I know the Wake one is. Temple, Tulsa, 6.5-point favorites for Temple. Temple, the Owls will cover. Yes, the Owls will cover, 6.5-point favorites. Cincy Baylor, this one I believe is at Cincy, 5.5-point favorites for Cincy. Once again, take the points, take Cincy to cover. It's a big cover right there. Wyoming, 4.5-point favorites over Colorado State. Take Wyoming. That's the bonus. That's the bonus one. He always gives his three and the bonus. So it's SMU. Take them. Take Temple. Take Cincy. Take Wyoming. That's what Shindy says.
Thank you, Shindy.
Thank you.
He worked on this thing diligently last night.
Thank you, Shindy. Yeah.
Yes. We appreciate him in
so
Midwest.
So Cincy keeps rolling in Shindy's eyes.
With his eyes. It'd be seven straight wins for Cincy. Yes. It'd be 7-1 with the one loss to Nebraska. Yes. Arrowhead.
We're now joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports League. Good morning. No one is still fired in Miami. What the hell? That's all I got to say. What's going on? What the hell?
Every single morning when I wake up, that is my wish. And then I'm woken into reality that it hadn't happened. So I hate rooting against my team, but I'd love to see Atlanta blitz Miami like 51-7 on Sunday.
I think prepare for that, Lee. prepare for that beatdown and hopefully change finally happens.
You guys do need, they need a beatdown.
Need something. Just, they just got beatdown.
Here's a hint. Bijan Robinson, take the over rushing yards.
Whatever it is.
So Carolina had a backup running back, Rico Dettel, go over 200 yards. He only ran for 40 yards in their game last week in San Francisco. I think he's going to go wild, at least 150-plus yards.
Good prediction. We're joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, let's get to this week. You were 2-3 last week. We'll start off in the Big Ten. Iowa, 8.5-point favorites against Minnesota, who beat Nebraska 24-6 on Friday. It's a big spread for the Hawkeyes. Can they cover 8.5 against Minnesota?
You know, it might be tough. These are two similar teams. When you watch them, you kind of see the same thing. They run pretty much the same plays. Maybe Iowa's a little bit better, but this Minnesota team's picking up steam here. I know the game's at home. That obviously helps out Iowa a little bit. They've won 9 of the last 10 Florida Rosedale Trophy games here. But I like the play calling from Minnesota. Keep it simple. Stay in the game here. Make your team that you're playing make mistakes. Same game plan that Iowa runs here. I think more than 7 points is too much here. Iowa wins 24-20, but I'm taking the points here in the Golden Gophers.
Okay, win for Iowa, but they do not cover 8.5. Next up, also in the Big Ten, UCLA is red hot, Lee. They've won 3 straight games, and they will be at Indiana, who is also red hot, 7-0, second-ranked team in the country. Hoosiers are 21.5-point favorites. Can they cover that against the Bruins?
You know, I think it's going to be tough here. They have a very slow pace of play, and we have a slow pace of play. Bottom 15, Indiana. You got to score on probably 75% of your possessions to get the cover. UCLA is a completely different team than they were early in the season. So Jerry Neuheisel, Rick Neuheisel's son, very aggressive, and I think the team believes in him, loves what they're doing, looking for input from the players. And now we know why maybe Nico is worth half of the $4 million that he wanted or more from Tennessee. I think they cover. I think Indiana wins this game 42-20, but 25.5, to me, that's a little too rich.
Hey, wait a second. Who plays slow? Is it UCLA or Indiana? Which team?
Indiana.
Indiana plays slow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. In the Big Ten again, Michigan, 14.5-point favorites against Michigan State on Saturday, Lee. Yep. What do you see here?
Well, if you go by numbers, I mean, you lay the points here. But the situation is here that, I mean, this is it for Michigan State. Now, if it was the last game of the year, they're playing a third-string quarterback, might look at Michigan, but they're going to go all out. They have a quarterback that can stretch the field in Aiden Childs. Their defense has been the problem, giving up over 32 points per game, 119th in the country, also 6.2 yards per play. But defense is about effort and hustle, and I think the crowd will energize this defense. The line is as high as it is because Michigan blew out Washington, played a great second half after being tied at half 7-all, and everything went right there, and Michigan State's lost 4 straight, 3 on the road. So they're coming home here. I think you get on this line early. I think this line's going to close like 12.5, 13. I'm taking Michigan State right now at 14.5 here. I think this game goes down to the wire. Michigan wins 27-21. But Michigan State with a nice, easy cover.
Okay. Moving on to our game in Lincoln tomorrow. Nebraska coming off a rough loss at Minnesota faces Northwestern, who's won 4 straight games. Husker is 7-point favorites. I see 7.5 this morning, Lee. Can they get back on track against Northwestern?
I think that they can. I mean, no idea why they were just so flat. Maybe it was the talk of their coach, maybe leaving. You know, you can't place a finger probably on why they were just absolutely awful and dominated. But both teams are 5-2. One team's going to secure a bowl bid. The other will try again next week. Nebraska, an extra day to prepare off that poor showing at Minnesota. Wildcats are 11th in scoring defense here, and problem here is they just don't force turnovers, and that's what we know has been the biggest problem here. for Nebraska. Northwestern has played Nebraska tough in 2022 and 2023. Not this Saturday. Nebraska puts it all together, wins 30-17.
That would be very welcomed here in Lincoln. People are concerned about this. Nebraska last year was 5-1, lost four straight games. There's trepidation in the fan base of something happening again like that this year, but that would be a wonderful thing to happen. 30-17, Nebraska. To the NFL, Chiefs, 10.5-point favorites against the Commanders. No Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, the quarterback for the Commanders. That's still a big spread, 10.5.
Yep. I think it is, too. So, I'm looking at this game here, and I think that the Commanders can keep it close. You know, anything above 7.5 points is a lot in the NFL here. So we know we're going to see a backup quarterback here, Marcus Mariota, maybe a couple backup receivers here. But the Chiefs, everyone's jumping on board now, and they are probably the best team in the NFL. But I think their offense and their special teams are enough to keep them here in the game. I think Chiefs win this game here, something like 28-22, but the Commanders get the cover.
Last one, Lee. Also the NFL, Packers-Steelers. Aaron Rodgers going back to Lambeau to face his former team, the Packers. Packers, 3-point favorites. What do you see in this one?
Love this game. Great game. I think there's a clear right side winner of this game. Anyone wants to get it for free, just call 800-400-9741. I'll give them the Packers-Steelers game. I think it's the marquee game of the weekend. Love a matchup on one side. So if you want to get this game for free, call 800-400-9741 right now. And how about this? In the NFL, last 5 weeks, we've gone 23-2. 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 4-1, and 4-1. You want to give us a shot. If you've never been with us before, now is the time. I think I've gotten the NFL figured it out. How about this? It's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. Five selections, four straight weeks, just $197. One place, ParamountSports.com. And hopefully when we talk next week, the end is finally over and we can think about the future.
I don't know about that, Lee. There's permanent hell in Miami. Lee, thanks for the time. Always good to we'll chat with you next week.
All right, guys. See
good ya. Job, Lee.
That's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gosh darn.
I did read that, Jake, last night, that Tua couldn't see Waddle. Waddle's too down the small, area yesterday. Waddle's small, and the line is too big.
Yeah, I mentioned it yesterday. He had the quote for some reason. He said, every time he's at the podium, he says something ridiculously dumb. Why would you say you can't see, like you're too short? That was part of the reason why people didn't want to draft you. You're not big. You're not very tall. And you admit it now 5 years into your tenure in the NFL.
I hear you.
How about the voice raising?
It's like he wants to get cut and say, I've got my money. I'm good. I'm done. Great. Get out of here. Skedaddle. Find somewhere else to play.
Skedaddle. He went with skedaddle.
He's done very well for himself.
Yeah, he has made a lot of money.
He's done very well for himself. That was yesterday.
He has.
I put out a statement.
I did put out a statement. Okay. Least picks. Recap this. Iowa, he has winning but not covering 8.5 against Minnesota, 24-20 Hawkeyes Gophers.
Question for Bill. We got a little time, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Comment on some of these games.
Absolutely.
So does Minnesota and Iowa have similar run games? Is it like outside zone, inside zone?
They're similar. Yeah, they're very similar. There's not a lot of gap scheme. I don't know if Minnesota had any gap scheme.
Really?
But no, they're not. They'll have some similarities. They're kind of like playing each other. I mean, and they have the same philosophy of we're going to huddle, we're going to be slow. That game's going to be over pretty quick.
Is Iowa pretty much inside zone, outside zone?
I haven't watched enough of Iowa offense. I really haven't.
When you defended them?
Yes, they were. And they'd run power. They would have some. They'd have a couple of, I wouldn't use the term gap scheme, but there was some change of gaps with Lyman pulling. Yes, they still had that.
24-20 Iowa over Minnesota per Lee. This one, I got to clarify. He sent me a different spread. So right now the spread for Indiana-UCLA is 25.5.
I was confused by this.
Yeah. So he had sent me on the email 21. It's up to 25.5. So he has...
That is a ridiculous amount of points for a team that's just won 3 in a row.
So he has Indiana winning but not covering 25.5. It's 42-20 Indiana over UCLA. The spread is 25.5.
I think that is like one of the super locks.
Will cover.
I don't think...
25.5 is a lot.
That's a lot. I mean... You score 14 points or just get something going. And also say the game's going to be somewhat slow. UCLA's not going. They're not a fast-paced team.
They're not?
No, they're not.
Indiana's slow, though. Yeah. I didn't know they were that slow. They play slow. They let the
clock didn't really notice it that much. Sometimes I think with the quad box, I miss some of that.
Sure.
Because in between plays, immediately I kind of go to it. My eyes transfer to something else. And I come back to it. So I'm kind of thinking of how fast they're going. But that game's not – to win a game by 25.5, a team that's got – a decent an okay roster. UCLA's got okay roster, and they've been around now. I mean, they're under the new regime, going into their fourth game. So I think that'd be very tough for them to win by.
Indiana would have
win
to
by
hold
26.
Them, yeah, have to hold them to 10 probably.
Yeah, even 10 is a lot. It's like wow. But anyway,
sorry, Jake.
Next up, Michigan. He has winning but not covering 14.5, beating Michigan State 27-21, to the delight of Nebraska fans, if it happens, he has Nebraska covering with ease the 7 points against Northwestern, 30-17.
God damn.
That'd be a pleasant thing on Saturday
if
that was the case.
Yeah, that spread surprised me. Back to Michigan State. Is that a trophy game?
Yes. Don't know what it is, but I guarantee it's a trophy game. Okay. Has to be a trophy game.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat, hate to push back on Lee, but I like Michigan. I like Michigan
to cover 14
to
hammer.
I like him to cover.
To hammer.
Yeah, Michigan State has showed no life in the last couple weeks of any sort.
I'm with you on that.
So,
by the way, I don't envision a close game. Yeah. I was surprised he said that.
They play for the battle for the Paul Bunyan Trophy.
That's the Paul what?
Yeah. Michigan State says the battle for the Paul Bunyan Trophy, not the act, but the Paul Bunyan Trophy.
I'll be darned.
Why is Paul Bunyan? I thought Paul Bunyan was pretty locked into
Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I'm looking. It says Michigan State. The first thing Wikipedia says, the battle for the Paul Bunyan Trophy is Michigan State. The axe is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's two Paul Bunyan trophies, apparently.
Wow, Paul Bunyan?
Big presence in the Big Ten.
Big presence. Nobody else has that.
He's a big, brawny dude.
Yeah, he is. He wears flannel.
They get a 4-foot wooden statue of a lumberjack. That is the for this one. Definitely a trophy game.
But right there. No, that's a little. I think you're about a little high there. Bring it down a little bit.
Pretty big.
Yeah,
that's a big statue. Trophy.
It's a big trophy. Wooden.
So again, Huskers 30-17 over Northwestern. Chiefs do not cover 10.5 against the Commanders 28-22. If you want Packers, Steelers, or any other games, 800-400-9741 or ParamountSports.com.
Didn't he just casually say that the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL?
He did say that. The Colts might have something playing to say
it,
about
it,
that.
They're playing at quite a clip right now. That's not a team you want to play. No. I think the best thing that happened to the Chiefs was what? Going 0-2 to start off. It's all of a sudden it kind of got things kind of got rattled up there a little bit. Andy Reid handled it.
God, how about Andy Reid? Once again,
that's a dude. Once again, Andy Reid.
That's the best thing that's ever happened to the Chiefs. Reid. Jeez. Well, Mahomes.
I think Reid is why Mahomes. It helps Mahomes become who he is.
Let's go with Reid.
Best thing.
Okay. But I'm not pushing back.
Thoughts on 30-17 Nebraska.
I think it's tougher than that. I really do.
I don't know if the score will get that high. I think it's going to be a game. Nebraska is always going to be in somewhat control. There might be a time. Also,
do you think that?
I do. All of a sudden, it's going to be, hey, Northwestern just pulled within seven or something. And it's like, oh, hang on now. And then it kind of stays away. It's always in that 7-13 point range. They're leading. That's what I feel. Okay. I'm going to predict that there's no sacks. Nebraska's up no sacks.
Did they allow no sacks?
They allow no sacks.
Take that, Kilbane. Right? Yeah, is that the guy's name?
I'm going to predict they allow no sacks on the first series. Then all bets are off.
I think it's going to be real simple. It's like, this can't happen. So it's going to be schematic-wise, protection-wise, the point of emphasis-wise. But I think it's going to be, hey, we cannot allow. Because if I'm the head coach and I'm a role, I go, if you guys think I can go back up to the podium on Monday morning and we had seven sacks versus Northwestern. He goes, after we've given up
nine the previous
seven
week.
Five. I mean Michigan State had no
five.
Yeah, five.
But they were not a pass rushing team.
No.
Minnesota's not a pass rushing team. Oh. And so between the two right there, looking at 14 sacks on teams that didn't rush. So he's gonna be like, listen, we're not doing it. We're not going to allow us to get sacked. The ball's going to be out quicker.
I see what you're saying.
There's going to be like, we cannot.
Right.
I got you. You know, the biggest thing of insanity is doing the same thing and expect different results. I think they're going to do different things. We're not getting sacked.
I think the game will be uncomfortable for Nebraska fans. Just uncomfortable.
It tends to be versus Northwestern.
Yeah. When
10 of the 13.
At least when it's not a night.
Hold
game.
On. 10 of the 13 meetings have been decided by 7 or fewer points.
Yeah.
It's always close.
What you want to look for, there's two things with Northwestern, would be batted balls. Because if they go to a quick game, batted balls now are on the table. And so, is Northwestern good enough up front when they can't get there? Can they get in the throwing lane with their D-line? Batted balls that's what makes you not run quick game. Is all of a sudden, it's like you get a couple third and fours or whatever, and the ball gets knocked down. It's just crushing to you.
Same on the other side, right?
Yeah, it's always
the same. Nebraska can bat.
Can bat balls. So that ability. Also, they had a major error in coverage, in man coverage, Northwestern did. And there's a motion to a bunch set, and they screwed it up. So I just that will look for a factor. I think you're going to see some condensed formations and sets. If Northwestern plays much man on third down to try to create some issues. And they did that. Purdue did that to Northwestern.
Another thing to watch is Nebraska's given up those long runs on the outside zone to the boundary.
Boundary.
That's what they've given up their long. Why? What happens on that?
I got to look
just
at
various things. Okay. Yeah.
Various things.
But outside zone to the boundary is always a curious play to me. Curious. Like you don't have a lot of room.
It's limited room.
Yeah. I run it to the field.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
No.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to get hacked.
Talk about life getting real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Laura tells you.
Yeah.
We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
It's
imagine
real.
That. Imagine that phone. Hey, we've been hacked. Everything.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah, love
great.
It.
I tell you one. Go ahead, Jake.
The way to avoid that is to call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies.
Will!
All 93 counties of the state. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity with a 99.7% retention rate. Free consultation available to you at AppliedConnective.com.
The expansion in Kearney's been great. Ogallala, the fishing trips, also that you'll be able to have a chance on when you connect with them in Ogallala, that they'll take you to Lake McConaughey
fishing. To the McConaughey.
Will take you out fishing. But now, guess where they've expanded to, and their biggest target area is where?
Johnson Lake.
Columbus.
Oh, God.
Columbus. Columbus. Think about that.
No.
Why? Will said Columbus is the hub of Nebraska. Think about it. It's the most central. I know there's Central City, but Columbus is like, whoa, right there, man. It's a power structure, and there's a lot of things going on.
Wow.
Yes.
We need to talk more about that next time.
Columbus. Yes.
Hello, Breakers. Young Breakers outside.
Yeah. ApplyConnective.com. When we come back, Bills Thrills, the Monster Mash is next.
The Thrills!
On Early Break in the Ticket.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.